Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Team of scientists from the UK has a plan to prevent suicides.
Hopefully it works.
They want to lace drinking water supplies with lithium.
Well, then we're all just going to be walking around stoned, right?
That is often prescribed as a mood stabilizer.
Well,
no.
Wish we were walking
that's pretty
stoned.
Old school, isn't it? Yeah, treating people with lithium?
I thought they were phasing out lithium.
Yeah, and isn't that like that's one flew over the cuckoo's nest stuff, right?
Yeah. That's what you get after your full frontal lobotomy.
That's right.
God.
Vice reports the idea has recently picked up some steam within scientific circles. Some water already naturally contains low amounts of lithium. And in research published last week in the British Journal of Psychiatry, scientists identified a link that naturally present lithium, identified a link between naturally present lithium and lower suicide rates. Therefore, they suggest that more lives could be saved by putting lithium into high-risk communities, supplies.
What about people that are not suicidal that end up drinking it? What happens to them?
I can't answer that.
Okay, well, why not? Why can't
scientists behind the study suggest that conducting randomized community trials that would basically put lithium in the water supply of some communities with high rates of mental health conditions, they want to try that. Vice also reports that scientists really don't know the ideal concentration of lithium.
Yeah, can you just lick one of those lithium batteries, get the proper dose?
Well, try it.
Boy, you know, I'm reading to the bottom here, and they don't mention that.
The old thing with the fluoride in the water was mind control device.
That made people freak out.
This actually is.
Yeah, Ventura still thinks that fluoride's messing with us.
This is actually
He's
a mind control thing.
Yeah, drugging the water doesn't seem like the best solution.
No, blanket everybody.
Yeah, have you seen Batman Begins?
Right.
Doesn't end well.
No. Yeah, just lick a battery.
Well, that's probably not something we should do either, but Dr. Mean will tell us that next week.
I'm down. I'm going to end it all. Hey, man.
Lick a battery.
Pull that battery out of the smoke detector. Just give that a lick.
Yeah, but it's got to be a lithium battery.
Yeah.
Not one of those NiCad batteries. Not one of those regular batteries. Not a car battery.
You got to get an alkaline.
You can't just use a 9-volt.
You got to get the one out of your phone, the lithium ion.
Yeah.
Isn't that what those are?
Yeah. I think so.
I read an onion.
People are all down. Just lick your phone battery, man.
You said smoke detector. I read an onion headline the other day on Twitter. It was hilarious. It said smoke detector. New smoke detector just alerts families that when they think they can actually get out. It's how hardcore it was. I didn't even read the article, but I'm thinking, man, that's hilarious. The onion is sick.
They don't stand a chance. Don't even let them know.
Weird, man. Our buddy Bert Kreischer. Bert's got a gig in Wichita, the Drive-In Theater, Monday, August 10th. That's an outdoor show.
The Starlight Drive-In.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, the Starlight Drive-In. And Nick's got a gig, too. When's your gig, Nick? Outdoor gig?
Saturday, August 15th at the Farmhouse Lounge.
All right.
Just outside of Weeping Water, Nebraska. That's not far from Omaha.
No, it's not.
Good little day trip.
Yeah. Well, you can just drive there and drive back.
They have a nice little airport there.
Yeah.
Oh, they do. You've jumped out of an airplane that left that airport.
That left the Weeping Water Airport.
Yeah. That's one of the cool things about that bar is that the crowd there is different than your regular small-town bars. A lot of people are just there having beer after they've jumped out of planes.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
So they've got a story to tell.
Yep.
Yeah. They do.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Would you do that again?
I don't need to do it again, but I'm glad I did it.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it was a hoot when I did it because when I showed up early on, I think it was a Saturday morning, and I didn't know how long it was going to take me to get there.
The name of the place is called It's a Hoot, too, by the way.
Yeah. I didn't know how long it was going to take me to get there, and I didn't know I was going to take a wrong turn. So I, you know, made sure to get there on time so I could get in my, you know, airplane and go. And I got there early, and I wasn't exactly sure where to go.
You still keep in touch with the guy? You were strapped to his back?
No.
You strapped to your back, excuse me.
No.
Don't even send him a Christmas card or anything?
No.
I saw a girl died with her instructor just the other day.
What a horrible story.
Yeah. Her family was watching.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't delve into it too much. I realize everything's dangerous, including skydiving. I get it. But people do live, and Craig did.
So I showed up,
yeah,
and I didn't see anyone around, really. There's some cars around, and I wasn't even sure what building I was supposed to go in, but there's kind of a double-wide trailer there, so I kind of eventually look in there. And
that's the hoot trailer.
And there were people strewn about.
Strewn, even?
Strewn about on couches and floors, covered up in canopies, you know, in
parachutes.
Parachutes. Mm-hmm. Because there was a party the night before.
Oh.
And it apparently had gone late. And then
that doesn't supply confidence in you walking into a
and if you remember
party. Who's going to find a plane? Hang on a second.
Where are the keys to the plane?
The guy that answered the question, who's going to fly the plane?
Right.
He says, "Oh, I am." But it turns out he had been hit in the eye the night before. During some drunken thing, some woman had gotten pissed.
You got
pissed.
More balls than I do. I'm out of there.
She
I'm
had thrown something and hit the pilot in the eye. So now I've got a one-eyed pilot.
Hair lip.
Now I've got the one-eyed pilot that I'm going to be going with here. And he was fine. You know, everything was all good.
He ended up being fine. But I think I'm saying, I'll come back when your eye's better.
No, he was fine. I don't know how many eyes you think you need to drive a plane.
Yeah. Well, actually, I have driven with one eye before. But it's been on the ground. And it wasn't cool.
Well, but at least, did you at least offer it? Do we have any two-eyed pilots around?
Hey, did the guy?
Are you the only option?
Well, he seemed fine.
Was the guy strapped to your back? Sober?
No.
Or hungover?
I mean, yes. I mean, no. He was fine because he wasn't there. He showed up afterwards. He had gone home.
I want to ask you this. I don't think I've ever asked you this question because I know you did that when we were working together still, obviously. Were you high?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, you were?
No.
I thought you might want to be high for that.
No. No, that's a buzz.
It's a natural high.
In and of itself.
I guess it's a natural buzz. If you did it again, would you be high?
I might have to be.
How long after you landed were you high?
It was a while because, you know, it's a rush.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't have to be higher.
That falls under the category for me. I've always wanted to do that. But now it's under the category of I'm too old for that.
But you're wrong.
You think so?
I just saw last week.
Okay, but here's what I wanted to do because I understand.
Oh, you want to do it by yourself.
You have to do several tandems before they let you. I think.
No, you can train all day and jump by yourself.
You can take classes.
You can, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
One full day.
I think that would be the rush. It's free falling by yourself.
Well, do the tandem rush first.
Yes. Yeah, but as much as you like having a guy on your back on the ground, it's got to be better falling through the sky.
And you may have to actually do a tandem a couple times.
My understanding, that you got to do a tandem a couple of times just to, you know, learn the ropes.
My love of wieners
is definitely not a phase. Right.
And so someone can actually make sure that you're not up there just, whoa, this is so cool, and forget to pull the shoe.
Yeah, I'd rather. Yeah, Todd, I would think you should go with
there
somebody.
Is that possibility.
Yeah.
You get so wrapped up in, oh, this is so cool. Oh, there's the ground. Yeah. Oh, it's too late.
That kind of happened to me because I was thinking, oh, this is so cool. And the guy said, you know, it's time to pull the chute. Well, I didn't want to. because it was just so cool. The free fall was just so cool. So I took my sweet time. And when I saw him say, no, you got to pull and start to reach for the cord, I'm pulling the cord.
He was reaching for it.
Yeah, he's reaching. No, I'm pulling the cord. So I, you know, actually got
it. And I'm pretty sure it was.
I was fine.
So you,
I was fine.
You reached terminal velocity at one point.
Yes.
See, yeah, I think that would be cool.
Well, with the one-eyed pilot you could there.
Yeah.
No.
And a hungover tandem guy.
No, the tandem guy was fine. He wasn't hungover at all.
Right.
He was not at the party.
Good.
He showed up after I did, and he was fine.
If some guy would have rolled out of a parachute like, ugh, hair mussed up, and said, oh, yeah, I'm your tandem guy, would you have still done the flight?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Well, what do you think he's got to do?
His life's in. The guy's still worried about his own life,
remember
too.
Remember to pull the
That's
chute.
All he's got to do.
Yeah. I think you wouldn't be as worried about the one-eyed pilot because you don't really care. It's,
once you get
out
there,
of the plane when it lands.
Well,
landing would be the concern, and you're already on the ground.
I don't care, yeah.
If you can take off, you're right. Yeah.
You're getting on the plane with a parachute on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, with a guy on you.
So you got the backup plan in case the one-eyed pilot doesn't work out.
And you're not too old, Todd. I saw a video just last week of some, 103-year-old grandpa. They just,
well, Bush did. Yeah.
Out of the plane.
Yeah, right. Old man Bush used to do that every year on his birthday.
Well, there was a guy
I think he quit at 90. Yeah.
They're still going to do that with his body.
There was a guy that went back to... yeah. There was a guy that went back with Normandy and did that. Yeah, he did that. Yeah.
Oh, how old was he?
He jumped in Normandy when he was probably his early 20s, and he went back when he was in his 90s or something like that.
I met a guy at the farmhouse that was like 70 or 80. He was like the unofficial mayor of the place.
Right.
He jumped out of planes hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Was still an active jumper.
Yeah.
I would do that before I would do bungee jumping or anything. I would definitely do skydiving.
You mean bungee off a bridge?
The bungee.
Yeah, I think I'd hurt myself. Yeah. I think if I'd probably do that for the bungee off the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
If we're
talking thrill-seeking stuff.
Yeah.
I do recommend jumping out of a perfectly good airplane with a parachute because it really is a very cool experience.
I'm sure
it is.
I don't think I'll ever do it. No. I think it is.
It was a very cool experience. I'd always wanted to do it. I got it done. I don't need to do it again.
Right.
But it was a fantastic experience, and I would still do it over other things like perhaps bungee jumping.
I realize that, but every time, successful parachute jumps never make the news. So I understand there's thousands of those every day that are successful.
Most of them
majority
by far.
Are
but,
successful.
Yeah, but when you hear the horrible ones, it's just so sad. It's usually a young college girl, just something just brutal.
Yeah, that story particularly when I read it, they said that skydiving deaths, there have been 15 total in the U.S. in the last 10, 20 years. I mean, it is exceedingly rare.
Right.
But then you see that story and you go, no.
Did you see the video of the guy that got caught on the side of the hot air balloon? This hot air balloon was going up and it caught his leg on the rope.
He
got pretty lucky because I think it looks like he ended up in a tree or something.
He did get lucky because somebody had the rope of the balloon, and they could pull the balloon down a little bit, and that's how they came back down. I saw that, too.
Isn't there a TV commercial like that where the dog is latched on to a tether of a hot air balloon? It's about to take him up in the air. I forget what it's all about.
That would be horrifying.
But there was a dog.
So it was a hoot. And the party the night before was a hoot, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's how pilots get one eye.
One eye.
So there's no bottle to throttle rule with skydiving guys, huh?
Apparently not.
You still hope they packed the chute right.
Well, it might have been enough time. I don't know. But we were fine. We made it.
Oh, here's a question from one of my tibial plateau fracture sisters.
What happened?
Tell us later.
I think she got it in a car accident. I'm not sure.
We said later.
But
I'm interested in hers.
When we land, the impact on the knees.
Yes.
How hard was the impact on your knees when you landed?
Oh, you're supposed to pick up your legs and slide on your ass.
Oh, okay.
But if you screw up your knee,
so no
skydiving,
knees involved.
There would be no sympathy.
Right.
Yeah, you wouldn't get nearly the amount of sympathy you got last time.
Exactly. There would be no sympathy. I twisted my knee skydiving.
Right. You just slide in.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
With a guy right behind you, Todd.
And how far do you slide?
Till you stop.
Until he stops, apparently.
And it depends on how hard you hit.
Depending on how much you can take.
Depends on your angle at landing.
And are you landing on grass or dirt?
In this case, yes.
And he's landing on you.
He's still behind you.
You get your pants all dirty?
I don't remember that.
You're wearing some sort of suit, aren't you?
No.
Oh. Craig was wearing jeans and a hoodie. Because that's what Craig wears.
Your hood's flapping in the wind?
That's probably. Right. No, they give you a little helmet thing.
His hoodie was hitting the one eye, hitting the other guy's good eye.
They don't give you a little padding for your ass.
The pilot was not near me.
Listen, we are exaggerating at this point.
The pilot was not near me, and the pilot did not jump out with me.
Oh, I forgot.
That would be crazy.
I gotta fly that.
Who's flying the plane?
It's like, oh, I forgot. Right. Oops.
How big a plane was it?
It was one of those small single prop deals.
So you weren't able to stand up before you jumped?
Well, bend over.
Well, I don't specifically remember, but, you know, because I was worried about jumping out rather than standing up. But, you know, there was enough. So you didn't just roll over.
You didn't have to worry about clearing the landing gear or whatever when you jumped out.
Don't do it, Todd.
No.
Just don't
do it.
Don't do it.
You should do it. You really should.
You definitely want to go with somebody. If you're the first time, if you have a question, it'd be good if there was somebody there
on your back
to answer it.
Right.
Well, and you
on
got,
your back.
What cord is it?
Right.
Nobody can hear you. It's all windy, and you're in the middle of the sky. And...
Right.
No, they make it pretty clear which cord it is.
Yeah, but it's, you had a guy on your back, though. You recommend Todd does it with a guy on his back.
Well, I think you have to.
Yeah.
I recommend you do a lot of things with a guy on your back. You're welcome for that.
That's a requirement before you can free fall,
right.
Which is ultimately what I'd like to do.
And
do it all by yourself.
You do have some time to think about it, Todd, because I'm guessing social distance and tandem skydiving don't go together.
Yeah, you probably can't do it now.
Considering you got that dude right over your shoulder.
Yeah,
right.
You're probably right.
Right.
Probably can't do that right now.
Yeah.
Unless you wear masks.
But then he's still breathing in your ear.
You'd need space suits for that to be safe.
And you're breathing right in his face then, I guess, because the air is just going right back into his head.
I thought you were attached to him face to face.
No, he's behind you. He's behind you, and you're traveling down.
It's a missionary fall.
Yeah. So you're not paying attention.
Todd's got his legs wrapped around the guy's waist.
No, it's nothing like that. You can't do it like that.
No, it's doggy style.
I know it's doggy style.
Yeah. Doggy style fall.
Of course it is.
My
not the way Craig does.
Yeah. Definitely not a phase.
Well, yeah, because your air would still go behind you, you're in front.
I get it.
I know this is difficult for some people to understand.
I was just picturing missionary skydiving.
Of course you were.
With a dude.
That'd be great.
And we're not surprised that's what you were picturing.
I was, Todd, mainly.
Here's one of our buddies who recently had a heart attack. Would you suggest... skydiving after a recent heart attack.
No,
I am not going to play a doctor on the radio or TV.
I would say no.
I'd say yeah.
I would say.
How about you?
I'd say if you beat the heart attack, you got a second lease on life. Yeah,
go ahead.
Go for it, man.
Yeah.
I like the missionary tandem. Show up there just before they strap you into the thing.
It's a strange dude.
You're facing the guy. He's like, you got to turn around for this. Like, well, I'm not interested.
The landing is kind of rough.
Kiss me while we're
going. And the physics of the whole thing, they don't work out that way.
Right.
Because there's a reason that you see people, jumping out with their hands out and whatnot.
Well, you could arch your back and do it that way, you know.
Yeah. Well, yes, but you have to be arching your back the same way, not opposite ways.
Well, totally opposite. Yeah.
Now, if somebody else jumped out of the plane at the same time, can you do like the Point Break thing? Where you
if you're an expert.
And you dive and try to catch up to him?
Oh, you mean the very first time you do it?
No.
Oh, he jumped out before he did
once. Let's say your experience. Can you actually do that?
Are you asking me as a real question?
Oh, yeah. You see those guys do it all the time. The guys that form those big things, that's how they do it. They catch
actually, one of the guys that jumped out with us had one of the had basically a flying suit.
Oh, cool.
Did he have two eyes?
Yeah. He wasn't flying the plane, so he had two eyes.
So you can regulate the speed at which you fall.
Yes. Yeah. You have to, especially as a tandem, because as a tandem, you go too fast, so they have to throw up a very small parachute to keep you from not going too fast in the free fall.
Because there's two of you.
Right. You can go too fast then, because the reason that you go too fast, or the reason that it's difficult for going too fast, is when the actual canopy opens up, it hurts.
You shoot right up.
Right,
there,
it gives you a jerk, big jerk.
Yes,
right?
It does. And see, I wasn't going to say that with the guy on my back.
See, that was the part where Bodie and Johnny Utah lost me. I don't care how tight you're holding on when he pulls that chute. You're not holding on anymore.
Oh, maybe not. Unless your arms are locked or something.
Oh, yeah. When it jerks, you're going to fall off.
Right. And it's too much of a jerk if there's two of you on the line. One of you is one thing, you know, you can handle that. But if there's two of you, that's a lot more, and it's a lot more difficult.
If you jerk me enough, I'm going to fall anyway.
I know. We've seen it.
But at that point, you're probably not even thinking about jerking.
No.
That's probably the furthest thing from your mind.
Unless you're missionary.
Right. You know what would hit the spot right now? You know what would make this even better?
Well, he did say the guy was reaching for the cord.
Yeah.
There's got to be some dude that's done that.
Oh, there's been naked skydiving. I've seen it.
Absolutely, oh, yeah. There has.
You know, the wiener flipping in the air.
What's some dude just tossing one off on the way down?
Oh, there's got to be.
Well, I think there are pictures of some people that were more than
having
that.
Having sex, that's
right. Yeah, actually knocking some out in the air.
They penetrated in the air for a little bit. They broke a record.
Did they finish?
Yeah, I think you...
when you say they, maybe one of them.
You probably got to have a little
experience. The guy on Craig's back finished, I'm sure.
Well, or Craig.
I want to go change my pants. Why? It doesn't matter.
That's advanced stuff, though. You want to have sex in the air.
All those guys are. Yeah, I've seen
it. Is.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.